Let me ask you this. Between men and women, who do you think knows more about finance? You know, stocks, bonds, ETFs, and other investment securities. Go ahead, take a second, think about it, pick an answer. Men or women? Okay, in most American households, including yours, who makes most of all the decisions related to retirement savings and investments? The man or the woman? Now, I wish I could see you all and ask for a show of hands on the answers, but of course, this is radio, so I'll just cut to the chase. Turns out, women rule the roost when it comes to saving for retirement. The recent research by Vanguard shows that women are the ones signing up for 401k plans and saving a larger piece of their salaries compared to their male counterparts. You surprised? I'm sure some of you are. So, data from the Vanguard Center for Retirement Research shows that women save more than men before retirement, yet men have more wealth, only because typically they just earn more. The study found that women are 14% more likely to voluntarily take advantage of pre-tax retirement savings accounts than men, and save anywhere from 7 to 16% more than men, depending upon income level. The average retirement account balance, though, across all income levels for women is about $80,000 versus $123,000 for men. But that imbalance is skewed by the large differences at the high income range, which is mostly comprised of men. But when you look at the under $100,000 a year crowd, men don't beat out women's account balances. Additionally, although women generally get a bad rap for being more risk-averse than men, the Vanguard study shows that both genders allocate about the same amount of their retirement money to stocks and index funds. The study also found that more women than men use professionally managed portfolio allocations such as target date funds. In other words, men are more likely to cobble together their own portfolio than choose a target date fund or some similar option that would put their allocation of stocks and bonds into the hands of someone else. That's interesting stuff. Also, many financial advisors observe that men are less likely to be long-term planners or to seek out a financial pro for help. You know, I think it's like that familiar stereotype that us men just won't ask for directions if they're lost, but women will. And the same, I think, may apply when it comes to asking for financial advice. See, men seem to think that they know everything, so they should know everything that's going on in the financial world, but we need to break that mindset. So all my male listeners, going forward, please don't be embarrassed to ask for advice. It's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign that you're smart. Now, women tend to plan much more for long term and are on the right track from the very beginning. But with men, it's only when there's an immediate need, like if they're close to retirement, that they usually seek advice. But it's not all bad news for men. A study from the Global Financial Literacy Excellence Center show that while both men and women scored poorly on a 3-question financial literacy quiz, men did better. Just 22% of women surveyed for the study answered all 3 questions correctly, compared to 38% of the men acing the quiz. But men were more confident about their financial knowledge than they should be. And even when they were wrong, they reported being, quote, very confident about their answers. Women, in contrast, were more likely to admit when they were unsure of the answer. In other words, women, generally speaking, can ask for directions when they're lost, and it appears also ask for financial advice. And by the way, as an aside, I have to admit, I do hate asking for directions, but I force myself to do it anyway. So women are more security-oriented and better savers, and with married couples, some financial planners discourage having meetings with just the husband because of the female habit of keeping expectations and risk at rational levels. But beyond that, we truly want both parties in the room because, let's face it, they're in this together and their combined perspective can lead to a better outcome. That's how I view it when I meet with people. So regardless of which gender does better with their finances, it's vitally important that everyone, men and women, sign up for retirement plans such as the 401k and take advantage of socking away as much pre-tax income through automatic payroll deduction at work that you can afford. But as I pointed out before, only about 46% of all workers just participate in 401k plans. And I'm on a mission to see that number move up to almost 100%. Because I want to see all of you become financially independent and have a future free from money worries so you can live your one best financial life. Remember to visit our website at theonthemoneyradio.org and to keep up with all the show's interviews and comments and sign up for our weekly update to make sure you don't miss anything important. We're also available on digital outlets and SoundCloud and podcasts, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Just put in On The Money Radio and you'll find us.